evening, darling. Take a deep breath. If you panic, you may end up snapping the zip ties. And then I'd have to start using a shock collar to tranquilize you. I'd really like to not use that too early. I'm not going to harm you in any way that has long-lasting physical effects. You're safe. Relax. Easy now. Shh, shh, shh. It's all right. It's all right. I've got you. And I'm never going to let you go. Oh, yes. Your tears taste so fucking good when you're scared. I wonder if they have a different flavor when you're happy, angry, sad. I want a whole sample platter. I want to fill a barrel and age them. I want your tears to be my wine. Welcome, sweetheart, to the rest of your life. I've had so much time to think. So much, I stopped keeping track after a year. I thought about myself, the person I used to be, what a boring bitch she was. The person I am today, could I even call myself a person anymore? Lately, I've felt less like a human and more like a monster. Do you see me that way too? Don't fucking lie to me. Quit shaking your head. If I'm nice to her, she'll let me go. She'll let me free. I have a way out of this. That's what you're thinking, right? There's no way out of here. Not ones that I don't know of, anyway. If you escape, it will be because I want you to escape. It will be because I'm not far behind. Because you have no idea where you are, but I do. You have no idea who the fuck's taken you, sweetheart, but I do. I hate liars. Can't fucking stand them. Remember how I said I wouldn't do irreparable harm to your body? That's true. I don't want to harm you. You're so, so special to me, sweetheart. I don't want to risk doing anything to you that requires me taking you to the hospital. They'll take you away from me forever. But hurting you is an inevitability. God, I can't remember the last time I was able to reach an orgasm without hearing a man sobbing. I only want to hurt you as much as I have to, for both of us to have a good time. So, I'm going to ask you again. Do you see me as a monster? Well, I appreciate your honesty, thank you. I have become a monster to myself, and it's time that changed. I've been thinking about the monster I want to become to you. You. It brings me back to you. And how much I've been thinking about you. That's the whole reason you're here in the first place, you know. Oh, I couldn't stand it anymore. I was beginning to think of doing something brash. I knew you'd slip up eventually. I just had to wait. Like a lion prepared to pounce and devour a gazelle. Have you ever had to sit and wait in one place for a whole year? You cannot twitch. You cannot blink. You cannot breathe. Truly motionless. Watching the world move about you. The tension that feels as though it will make your muscles disintegrate. The burning feeling of drowning on dry land. Does this describe it well for you? What were you feeling during this year, when you got to move with the world freely, unknowing of how badly I was suffering for you? Does my suffering please you? No, of course it doesn't. No one's suffering has ever pleased you. That's why I love you, isn't it? Oh, word slipped. I wanted to make it special the first time. That's okay. That'll just make it more special when you eventually say it back to me and mean it. Because you wouldn't lie to me about that, right? Think hard before you answer, listener. I'll know. Good boy. I didn't think you would. Oh, my poor baby. My nails left such a scratch across your cheek. I'm sorry you're hurt, but it looks so pretty on you. Amongst the many things I felt, the one that devoured me the most was regret. I used to be normal. I worked a 9-to-5. Sometimes I'd go out to the pub after work, come home, maybe watch some porn, give my vibrator a good workout and go to bed. My first regret was deciding to go on that website on that day, at that time. Maybe if I didn't, my life could have stayed the way it was. Maybe if I had just gone somewhere else to get what I needed that day, I could have kept my ordinary, boring, normal life. My second regret was on the day I finally tracked down your address. I watched through your window, your handsome, perfect silhouette through the curtains, into the late hours of the night until the lights clicked off. I regretted not taking you and bringing you home that first day. And then every subsequent day afterwards that I did not have you here, in my house, tied up somewhere, free for me to use, touch, or even just look at. Oh God, you're so pretty to look at. Has anyone ever told you? I'm sure they have. If you haven't been told every single day of your life, that changes today. I will make you believe how beautiful you are. Do you understand me? That's it. That's a good boy. My boy is so pretty, aren't you? My good, pretty puppy. It's okay to cry, darling. Even the iron still feels for rot. You can scream if you need to as well. That's why I stuffed my panties into your mouth ahead of time. Don't they taste good? I touched myself to the thought of you for hours first. The regret ate me alive, millions of little teeth sinking themselves into me and chewing on my flesh, much the same way the sound of your voice and visuals gnawed at my brain. Some nights, I'd be driven so insane with longing for you that I would break out in hives and scratch myself until I bled. Have you ever wanted something that badly? No, I didn't think so. I don't think I've met a single other person who has. I'm relieved now. I feel calmer. I feel like I can breathe again. As long as I'm looking at you. As long as we're in the same space. As long as I can touch you. I'm okay. I can go back to my normal life as long as I know you're here at home waiting for me. The wait was worth it. I needed to make sure everything was perfect, that you'd never want to leave. I've built you this beautiful room. Look how pretty it is here for you. I studied all your interests so closely. The drawer and the dresser and the closet are full of comfortable clothes. I know exactly what you do and don't like to wear and what looks best on you. I'll even feed you your favorite food every day. I read your diary and went through your browser history. I found your Reddit and went through every weird niche fetish sub you follow. I know everything about you. If I can't have you as my partner, I'm going to keep you as my pet. I'll be a good master, I promise. I'll give you anything you want, as long as you only look at me. Only touch me. Only kiss me. Kiss me now. And of course, as if it even needs to be said, only fuck me. Isn't that simple? Easy rules to follow, since you'll never be seeing anyone else again. What if I used your tears as lip gloss? You better not bite me, dearest.
Yes.
God, yeah, that's so hot. You're so fucking hot. Every part of you is delicious. Months, weeks, days. I lost so much time. In a pitfall of all-consuming desire to undo the past. That feeling has subsided. I find it difficult to assign words to what I'm experiencing in this moment. It's not quite euphoria. This is intense joy and excitement. Without a doubt, I'm sure you can feel that for yourself, leaking down from me and onto your lovely thighs. But it's more than that. This is the rebirth of every moment we have ever lived through. Every experience we've had, every decision we've made, down to every breath we've taken. They've brought us here, to this instant. And in this instant, looking into your beautiful eyes, though I wear this mask, I can see myself clearly in their reflection, with a collected heart, soul, and mind. What is this called? This simultaneous suffocating self-odium and enthralling elation. I'm unsure if there's a word for it. I feel consumed by it. I wish to consume you in return. You will never know the depths of what I feel. But I can sure as hell try. Won't you indulge me, darling? As if you had another choice. God, look at you. Look at your body. You're so breathtaking no matter what. but in person, so up close like this, I might suffocate. Oh, you fucking chest. Incredible. Delicious. Just your skin. So sweet. Oh, I love feeling you squirm under me this way. You get so fidgety when I pinch and suck on your nipples. Are they that sensitive, darling? Oh, you're adorable, aren't you? Look at how hard they are for me. Do you like it? Does it feel good? Think carefully before you answer. Remember what I said about liars. I know that didn't feel good. If you tell me the truth, I'll go back to being nice. But just nodding your head isn't good enough. I need you to say it. I want to hear your voice say, "It feels good when you molest my body like that." Oh, darling, I know I'm going to hell, but hell scares me not. I've been burnt so much worse before. Now, that's not what I told you to say. Try again. Do it right, or I'm going to hit you again. Good boy. It sounds like a different language when you're trying to speak through chest-shattering sobs. I'll be fluent in all your tongues. What fear a man like you brings upon a woman like me. Oh, that initial regret, my love. I could do nothing but wallow in it. All around me was darkness. There was no escape from it. I could not see unless I looked at you. My beacon of light. My sunshine. You were a revelation for me. I was already on death row. You are my peacemaking with the end. You are my acceptance of the inevitable. You are my religion. Finally, I find myself separated from that debate over free will that philosophers have long discoursed over. Liminality, perhaps that's a word. I feel liberated, don't you? I found my purpose. I am no longer encumbered by the dreadful need to bring a single outcome into being. Because it's here. Yes. But coupled with this newfound freedom, there comes another feeling. My chest is a black hole. I will implode on myself. That is the sensation. Fear. Now that I have you, I will not live without you again. I've been waiting for you. Not to fix me. You can't fix me. And I don't want you to. But I don't want to break you as I've been broken either. I don't want you to feel the same level of regret that I did for any length of time, although I'm sure that you may have some of your own right now. If only I'd been able to keep my exhibitionist kink under control and not posted so many nudes online, I wouldn't be in this position right now. Don't worry, darling. That regret will pass. I will make it pass. Break you? No. But I want you to feel afraid. As afraid as I am. God loves you, but not enough to save you. Oh, my love, I don't intend for you to need saving. Unlike God, I am real, and you can depend on me. Oh, fuck, I can barely keep myself together. Your dick tastes just as good as I knew it would, darling. You're so beautiful. Look up into that mirror on the ceiling. Look how pretty you are. Such a pinnacle of masculinity reduced to a sputtering, sobbing mess. Every part of your body is immaculate. I'm going to claim this cock with every part of my body. My hair, my feet, my thighs. Every part of me that I can push together and shove your dick through is getting fucked. There won't be a trace of skin on me that hasn't filled your cock and been soaked in your cum. You're mine. Your dick belongs to me. You will learn to worship me like the proper pretty mutt you are. I'm going to claim you over and over and over. Until it's the only thing you know. Are you mine, listener? Think carefully. Oh yes, that's right. That's fucking right. And good girl, you're mine. Forever, right? I can feel it, by the way. Your dick is throbbing inside me. You love the idea of being mine. I've put in all this work for you, all this effort to show you how much I want you. You're impressed by it. You like it. You like me. Don't you? Say it again. Say you like me. Say you want to be my dog. Say, I love you. Oh, I forgive you. I forgive you for lying to me. It's all right. I don't give a fuck. I know you'll mean it eventually. It sounds so fucking good when you say it. Oh, I love you. I love you too. I love you so fucking much.
keep fucking struggling. That's my good dumb little puppy. I can tell you're about to come. I've seen that this so many times. It's so handsome up this close. We're going to come at the same time, okay? I'm not getting off of you. I don't have a reason to. You're my good breeding mutt. Yell as loud as you fucking want. No one's coming to stop me. You're going to get me pregnant and you're going to fucking love it. Are you ready, darling? Doesn't matter. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. 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 There it is. There it fucking is. Feel your fucking sperm flooding my womb. Good, dumb little doggy. My perfect, handsome pet dildo. Master adores you. Good boy. I'm never going to let you go. And I'm never going to leave you.